The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now that's a clip from Twister from 1996, and of course there's a new movie, Twisters, which has taken the box office by storm, if you'll pardon the pun. It demonstrates how powerless we are in the face of the forces of nature, and that's our theme this week, disaster movies with nature as the star. On Inside Hollywood, I'm joined by pop culture journalist and broadcaster Dee Reddy. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So two movies, one with an S and one without.
Yeah, we were really struggling with that now to remember which one we had the clip for before the before we went into it there. But yes, Twister originally came out in 1996, stars Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton there, who you heard in the clip. They play a pair of meteorologists who are former husband and wife. One critic noted at the time, Bill Paxton has re-emerged to try and get her to sign the divorce papers so that he can marry his new love. One critic quipped at the time that the real natural disaster unfolding on screen was his new fiance watching as his as her love falls back in love with his ex-wife, because that is the main story of the film, but with the backdrop of loads and loads and loads of tornadoes.
Have you seen the new one?
I haven't yet. Looking forward to it. I rewatched Twister from 1996, actually, at the weekend in anticipation of chatting to your good self. And it does hold up. It's a great watch. So I'm really looking forward to the new one. It's got a great cast. Daisy Edgar-Jones, who I'm a big fan of myself. Kiernan Shipka from Mad Men, and Glenn Powell as well. So it should be a good one. And it's the kind of movie, all of these ones that we're talking about this morning, really, really do benefit from being seen on the big screen when you're talking about forces of nature and the spectacle of what the world can throw at us.
Now, another natural disaster frequently in movies is that of erupting volcanoes. So let's talk about Dante's Peak.
Do we have to wait? I mean, if we want to leave now?
No, Susan, you don't have to wait. You can leave whenever you like. Okay, listen, I know it's tough to think about leaving our homes, but clearly it's the most responsible thing to do right now. Quite likely nothing will happen, but it's better to be safe than sorry. I want you to remember, no one should leave tonight without a copy of the town's emergency evacuation plan. They will be handed out at the door on your way out. I'd like to turn the floor over now to Dr. Harry Dalton.
Thank you, Mayor Wando. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for coming down here.
I'm out of here before it all hits the fan.
As brief as possible.
Excuse me.
I would like to underline that these are just precautionary measures. We don't want to start a panic.
Did anybody feel that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain calm. Please just stay calm.
I'm not going to remain calm when
no,
that's happening.
I love that. Please remain calm. All hell breaks loose. Dante's Peak, which I did actually rewatch last night, came out in 1997. It stars Pierce Brosnan as a volcanologist who rocks up to the titular Pacific Northwest town, Dante's Peak, although it could probably be called Chekhov's Volcano. But yeah, it's a fun watch. It almost follows the Jaws sort of routine for a disaster movie thing where, you know, one person knows that something really bad is going on. The mayor is involved, and no one will warn the townsfolk. In fairness to them, the special effects on this really, really do hold up today. And it came out in the same year as Volcano, which showed it was on a much grander scale. That's a volcano erupting and taking on New York. I prefer Dante's Peak myself. It almost feels parochial or quaint because you've got this small contained town.
Yeah.
And I think as well for people watching it at the time, like I realised it's only 17 years when this came out, it's only 17 years after the Mount St. Helens eruption, which killed, you know, I think 57 people. So it must have been a lot more visceral for audiences at the time, because the imagery is quite similar to what you would have seen at that time in
now,
the real world.
As with Twister, is there a love story involved?
There is, of course, yes. The mayor of the town, who's played by Linda Hamilton, she's got two kids and no one's been listening to herself and our own Pierce Brosnan. So he obviously has to step in and save the day.
Now, The Impossible is a movie from 2012. Never heard of it.
Oh gosh, this is actually probably the one that is the better film of the ones we're talking about. It is a real life story that tells a family's unbelievably harrowing experience. It was actually a Spanish family in real life of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. It's made by a Spanish filmmaker, J.A. Bayona, but he tells the story actually through an English language family. So they're played by Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts, who was absolutely superb in it. It's one film, I think, The Impossible, that would really stay with you if you watch it, in terms of what that experience must be like in real life. Utterly terrifying.
All right, so we've had twisters, we've had a volcano, we've had a tsunami, and now we'll have a tropical hurricane the day after tomorrow.
It's a mob scene here at Grand Central Station. Over half the platforms are flooded and service has been suspended on all trains. With planes still grounded and trains now out of service, that's bad news for the
Hey, Victor's coming to pick me up. Do you guys want to ride to the train station?
We've been stranded since this morning.
Not anymore.
In Nova Scotia earlier today, the ocean rose by 25 feet in a matter of seconds. What we have feared for the past few days has indeed happened. The cold front moving down from the Arctic has created an enormous storm system in Canada, which, incredible as it sounds, looks more and more like a tropical hurricane.
So what's a tropical hurricane doing in that area of the world?
Well, I mean, Pat, you've got a tropical hurricane, but you've also got the volcanoes, the twisters, the snowstorms, the everything. So basically the day after tomorrow, which came out, gosh, 20 years ago now, is, and it's based on a theoretical non-fiction book of the coming global superstorm. It basically tells the story of what happened, would happen if all of these things happened all at once. Now, it's a lot more Hollywood, shall we say, than The Impossible. And it's a bit silly at times, but it basically shows what would happen if every single place on the world was hit by natural disasters at the same time.
Now, the most recent one, I suppose, is Don't Look Up, which is, again, looking to outer space for the disaster that's going to come upon us.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure whether to include this or not from 2021, because I think, you know, that's a whole chat for another day, asteroids hitting the Earth. There's loads of films of that. But I do think this one fits in here because it is, while it tells the story of an asteroid coming towards Earth, it is very much a satire of how we would react in the face, or how we are reacting in the face of natural disaster or climate change. I loved this. I know it was very mixed reports on it at the time. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Cate Blanchett, Timothy Chalamet, Jonah Hill. And it's just a fantastic and biting satire of how willing people are to look away from impending disaster.
And the whole thing of celebrity culture and all of that.
Yeah.
DiCaprio was very good in it.
He was superb in it, as was Cate Blanchett, I thought. And Jennifer Lawrence as well, actually. Do you know what? It's a real ensemble piece. And I think everybody gives an excellent performance. Yeah. And it's brilliantly written.
Yeah. Did it ever make the cinemas, or did it start and end as a streamer?
I believe it started and ended as a streamer because it came out towards the end of COVID. I remember watching it just after Christmas in 2021. A cheery little holiday watch, as you know yourself, Pat. But yeah, it really grabbed the sort of zeitgeist at the time. And I think especially the time that it came out, you know, as we were, you know, still dealing with the after effects or still in the kind of end of a global pandemic, it hit all harder for people that were willing to take the message on board.
Disaster movies. I recently bought The Poseidon Adventure on Blu-ray. Wonderful movie. The scenario in The Day After Tomorrow could actually happen, although not as suddenly as depicted in the movie. And someone else agreeing, The Impossible is a fantastic film. Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and broadcaster, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.